One of the things about GWA and about the internet and about all of this is that it's a fantasy. It's not real. It's not. I could be anyone. And some of you have asked me what I look like, and I usually tell you that I look like whatever you imagine. When you hear my voice, that way I can be the perfect person. I have the hair color and length and style that you like, the eyes that you like, I'm the height that you like. I am a fantasy. And that's one of the really great things about this place, is that you can explore fantasies and ideas and kinks that you wouldn't be able to in the reals. But at the end of the day, I'm not a fantasy. I'm a real person. And I promise I will come on this audio if you listen through the end, I promise you'll hear me come, but first, I gotta tell you some stuff. This is a really, really difficult time of year for me. Some stuff happened, and every year about that time, I have a few weeks where I have a really bad brain. And I don't think that we talk about bad brains as much as maybe we should. It's better now than it was, but there's still like this hesitation about admitting that sometimes your brain is broken. I mean, your brain is an organ. It's no different than, you know, you have issues with your stomach, or you have pneumonia in your lungs, or maybe you broke a bone. Sometimes it just doesn't work right. And I'm in the middle of my really, really bad brain time. And there are long stretches of time where I can't be a very good friend. I can't write back to the messages, and I can't reach out to people, and I just can't people. And I feel really bad about it, but at the same time, it feels like I'm drowning. Like, I described it the other day, it's like there is a door in my mind. On the other side of that door is a bottomless pit of darkness and despair and sadness and all the bad feelings and all the bad memories. And I try really hard to keep that door shut. But sometimes something on the other side of that door opens it for me, and I get sucked in, and it is really hard find my way back out again. And today is a head above water day. Today is a good day. I got to hang out with a friend, and we played a game that I like, and I was able to get some sleep. I did wake up with a nightmare, but that's not unusual for me, so that's no big deal. And for the first time in a long time, I actually felt like talking to you. It's really hard to feel sexy during bad brain times. And I can force myself to. I can make it happen, especially when I'm talking to someone and I know that that's what they want. And I can feel good in the moment, but that door is still open, and I can still feel that darkness pulling me back down, and I know that the feeling good and the feeling sexy is a temporary thing. It's not a thing that I live with every. I don't feel sexy in the reels. I get to be sexy here because this is fantasy, but I'm just a dorky nerd in the reels, and I don't usually feel sexy, but today's a good day, and I do. I feel sexy, and I feel desire, and I want to come, and I want. And that's a nice feeling to have. And I want you to know that it's okay to have bad brain times. And it's okay sometimes to have days where you don't feel like your head's above water. Everybody has those. Even if we don't talk about them. And if you feel like you can't handle your bad brain days, I really hope that you will find someone, whether it's a friend or maybe someone who can help a little bit more professionally. Because sometimes we need help with our bad brains. And it's okay to need help. And it's okay to not be okay. And I just wanted to let you know that, because I don't think we talk about that enough. Yeah. So, now we will get to what you're actually here for, the main attraction, the screamingly loud orgasm, where I lose my mind in feeling good for you. I don't really have a specific fantasy. I don't have a big kink reveal or anything like that for you today. I just want to feel good with you. That's all. That really is all. I just want you to come with me. And I want to come with you. And I want for one moment in time as we spin through space on this tiny little fleck of rock. I want us to feel good together. Please come with me. I know that this hasn't been the sexiest build-up. Kind of depressing and sad, and I'm sorry for that, but it's where my mind is right now. It's where my brain is. Even though today's an above water kind of day, it's still there. But it doesn't have to be here right now. Come with me. Touch me. What I really miss most, I miss touching people. I just want to be touched. I just want to feel your skin against mine. I don't care where you touch me, just let me feel you touching me and let me touch you. I like to explore my fingertips. I like to learn the shape of you. I like to find all those little places that are the places that you're ticklish or the places that make you moan. The soft places, the hard places, the unexpected places. I want to find them all. I want to touch you. let me touch you. Let me make you feel good. Oh, that feels very, very good. I know I've said it before, and I know that I'll say it again, but fuck, that's soft. Oh, soft and wet. Always wet. Always wanting. Always needing. I found out the other day the politically correct term for me would be hypersexual. Constantly wanting to be filled and fucked. Taken. Always wanting. I worry about it sometimes. Sometimes it's like an addict always chasing the next high. Always chasing the next orgasm. Always wanting to feel good. Always wanting that little bit more. That little bit deeper. Harder. Oh, fuck. Harder. So much of me is soft, but I like to trace my fingers sometimes along the hard places too. The bones in my wrist, and the hardness of my hip. I'm feeling. That contrast between the hard and the soft. No. Fuck, please. Sometimes I wonder if I'm chasing the orgasm because it feels so good, or if I'm doing it because for a little while after, my brain is quiet. It's quiet. My brain never stops moving, never stops. 1,000 thoughts at once, 1,000 different directions. Come and make my brain be quiet. Feel good with me and just make me, please. 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 He was screaming to us shit by the heart. So hold it really tight after I come. I really wish that it was you instead. Be a little while yet before my bad brain days are over. Still in my dark times, my drowny times. But it really helps to know that you're out there. It really helps to know that you're there. Feels like you're with me, even though we might be really far apart right now. I don't feel quite so alone.